Welcome to Shomach Shova Nadaf. The shiur today is sponsored Louis Nishmas Gold Apparel Bas Yaakov, whose yortzeit is on Chofei Odor. The shiur on Perek Chelik is sponsored Lulu Nishmas Arbi Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Dav Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says, Tonu Devel Yo, Sheishis Alofim Shono Hava Almo. The world exists for 6,000 years. Shtei Alofim Toyu. 2,000 years is Toyu. As Rashi goes on to explain, there was no Toyu in the world. Shnei Alofim Toyro, and the Torah comes in, and the Gilui of Toyro. And Shnei Alofim Yemoisa Mashiach, the 2,000 years Yemoisa Mashiach. What does it mean, 2,000 years Yemoisa Mashiach? So Rashi says that the din was the Mashiach should come, and the Gola should end. And there'll be no Mashiach with Yisrael. But the Gemara goes on and says, or the same Sherabu, Miyotsu Mehe Mashiyotsu. Meaning Mashiach did not come. So it's a 2,000 years with the potential for Mashiach. And any day that he didn't come, we lost that potential. And the name of the Vilna Gaon is brought down. That when it says, Shnei Alofim Yemoisa Mashiach, what it really means, it means that it goes back to Toyu. Meaning, this first 2,000 years is Toyu. Second 2,000 years is Toyu. Then the next 2,000 years, it's Toyu again, unless Mashiach comes. And he's basing it himself on the pasuk that says, Malko v'sareha bagoyim ein toyu. When Am Yisrael are in Golus, when there's no b'samidush, Am Yisrael not in Eretz Yisrael, there's no toyu. If there's no toyu, so merely it's toyu. It's again the emptiness that is there in the first 2,000 years. And if so, there's two things that we need to understand. First of all, why is it called Shnei Alofim Yemoisa Mashiach? L'chor, it's not the days of Mashiach. It's the days that there's a potential for Mashiach. It's more toyu than Mashiach, l'chor. And furthermore, what's very hard to understand based on the Gro, you know how much Torah was revealed to the world during these 2,000 years? The Chasimas HaTalmud happened during these 2,000 years. And all the Goinim and the Rishonim and the Achronim, the Gilui of Sefer HaZoyar and all the Kabbalah of the Arizal is all coming during these 2,000 years. How can you say these 2,000 years is a time when there's no Torah? So my Rabbi Ramosh Shapir Zitzal used to say it, and I heard it a few times directly from him, that the pshat in this Gemara and the pshat in the Vilna Gaon is based on the Yesoi that Reb Tzadok teaches us. Reb Tzadok brings the Medrash that says that kol Torah she'odom loimed bo'ilam hazeh hevel hu lifnei Torah shel Mashiach. Any Torah that a person learns in this world, it's hevel in front of the Torah of Mashiach. Meaning when Mashiach will come, he's going to be teaching us Torah, the new Torah, Torah Chadasho, which means the new level, a new depth of Torah that we never were exposed to before. Whatever a person learns in this world, it's hevel lifnei Torah shel Mashiach, means in Pashup Shat, it's nothing when you compare it to Torah shel Mashiach. But says of Tzadik, that's not what hevel means. The Medrash could have said, kol Torah shodom loyin b'olam hazeh, klum hu lifnei Torah shel Mashiach. Hevel has another meaning, another connotation. When you have a pot on the fire, the steam that comes out of the pot, that's called hevel. Havloi, the hevel of the tafshil. It's a little bit of a steam. What do you have in the steam? So as the comes up for the Gemara in Chulin, you have a little reich of a taima, a little of a smell, a little of a taste. It's not the actual food, but there's something coming from there. So Reb Tzadok HaKohen, that all Torah she'odom loimed bo'ilam hazeh is some kind of a residue, some kind of a hevel that comes from the Torah of Mashiach. Meaning, there's going to be an unbelievable gilui Torah of Mashiach, lasid lavoi. Right now, when we are as close as we're getting to Mashiach, we're having a little bit of exposure to that Torah. It's not fully what the Torah of Mashiach will be, but some kind of sparks from that unbelievable gilui that will be lasid lavoi is coming now in Olam Hazeh. And that's the pshat, that's the reason that as close as we're getting to Mashiach time, there's more and more Torah that's being misgale, especially when we're referring to Torah Sasoi, Torah Sa'emes. As we know, the Sefer HaZoyah is misgale to the world only in that last 800 years. And the Kabbalah of the Arizal, which was misgale in the last 500 years. And as we go throughout the generations, getting closer and closer to the time of Mashiach, Torah Sakabbalah, Torah Sasori is becoming more and more prominent in Loimdei Torah and more revealed. And that includes all the limud of the Agadah of Torah, of the Oimakim of Torah. It all stems from Torah Soi Shel Mashiach. It's all coming from that Torah that will be revealed later. And Mimele, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. There's Trey Alofim, 2,000 years is Imoisa Mashiach. It's a potential Mashiach to come. But it's not only a potential, and we lost completely the potential. Mashiach can come, and there's all kinds of time, as the Gemara brings over here, different days that belong more to Mashiach, and there's the exposure of Torah that comes throughout that these times. There's Torah that's revealed that's coming for Torah Mashiach. It's like cracks that we're seeing a little bit of Mashiach during these days, and all the Giluye Torah that we're having is coming from there. And that's the Pshat and the Vilna Goyen. Malkava Sarah Bagoy Main Torah. When you're in Galus, it's not a full Torah. But what we do have is the Torah Shemashiach. Torah is gone. The Torah that we have from before, we don't have anymore. We don't have the pair of Torah that was there before these 2,000 years. But what we do have is some sparks coming for Torah Shemashiach. Tvoim Nifloim Ad L'Meoit. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.